So traditionally, this is a time in services of ordination and installation where sage counsel and gentle cautions are imparted from supposedly seasoned clergy. Well, let me say from the start that I don't feel especially well-seasoned. No well-cooked, slow-cooked boeuf bourguignon am I. Some days I feel like a radish, and others more like a cold pancake. But in honor of the tradition, I could tell you, Jared, that the trust imparted to you by the wider church and the Vermont Conference and this congregation and this community require you to do certain things, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Certainly, this is a lofty goal and an honorable mantle to bear. I could remind you of something you learned in your first weeks in Hinesburg. Ministry is never ending, and it's very easy to be swamped by the needs of so many people. Remember that your service to this church is not your life. Your service to and love of God and your family are your life. Protect both with your very being, and by so doing, you will serve this flock as one anchored in the earth and reaching towards heaven. I could encourage you to find the well from which your soul is fed, because you can't keep giving without being replenished. Henry Nouwen once suggested that we view ourselves as bowls, and those of us in the healing and helping trade, and most of us are to some extent, have a tendency to keep pouring out when we are in fact empty. And when we do so, we end up giving nothing more than toxic glaze, thereby poisoning those we seek to serve and diminishing our own structure. So where do you go to be refreshed? Is it a walk outside? I bet it's a baseball game. A quiet time of prayer, a romp on the floor with Camille and Simon, a date with Leah. Jesus, we are told, went off to pray, but prayer, we all know, can take many forms. And knowing him, he may well have gone out to the bar to hang out with the locals, the tax collectors, the town constables, those celebrating and those lost in their cups. Jesus disappeared from time to time, and so must you. Sometimes the greatest gift that you will be able to give your congregation will be to not see or speak to anybody for a bit. That's not a joke. But whenever you are with others, I could encourage you to try as best as you are able to speak the truth in love. Always. And this isn't easy because the two seem mutually exclusive a lot of the time. I could remind you that you are not alone. So before you open the door to what might be a fractious meeting or find yourself in the hospital about to face a couple with a stillborn baby in their arms, send Jesus in first. Send Jesus in to fill the space and warm the crowd, and promise him that you'll be right behind him. Promise, really. And all of this is reasonable and not bad advice. But the order of the service in here, it does not say the caution to the pastor. It is called the charge to the pastor. And there is a forcefulness and an imperative contained in the word charge. And although some might interpret it as an order or a directive, I choose instead to see it as an ignition, a firing up for your ministry. So for now, put aside all the caution and remember why you are here. You are here because you want to be here. Because at some wild and fanciful moment in your life, you were filled with the Spirit, filled with the moving, animating, impassioning breath from God. And you decided to run with it, to be blown forward by it, and to throw caution to the wind. And along the way, you have accumulated experiences and an education, and both will serve you well. But what I hope you have acquired is the sureness that God's love and the companionship of Jesus are all that you really need. Take nothing for the journey. Don't wonder at your fitness for a particular task or your expertise in addressing some thorny situation. Don't hesitate to embarrass yourself. Be a fool for Christ. Certainly, you will be mocked and laughed at and shunned and rebuked, but you will also be loved and forgiven. For so long as you hold fast to your buddy Jesus, you will be okay. Right now, out in the parking lot, sitting in your car between Camille and Simon's car seats, he's waiting. He's waiting to charge forward with you, though perhaps in the meantime he's looking on the floor for goldfish and Halloween candy. So what I say to you is charge forward. Go, go. Love these people. Love your God. Nothing else matters.